Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Country's intelligence establishment seems to be salivating at the thought of treating fellow Americans like ISIS.
Now, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
We need everybody to step up here, and that includes social media, and if they won't, that means the government's going to have to step in as well.
ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress, but there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election.
Hi, welcome to the Battleground America podcast. With the exception of Tucker Carlson at the beginning there, those were all Obama administration officials talking about how we need a domestic war on terror, defining 74 million Trump voters as the folks we need the war on, and pushing the idea that the power of the state can and will be used against us. Where are they going with this? That's what today's podcast is about. They're looking to flip what I call the switch. I'll explain what it is coming up. It would make our intelligence agencies what they always are in authoritarian regimes, the highest, most ultimate power. Left-wing journalist, of all people, Glenn Greenwald nailed exactly what they're proposing. I don't think the American people understand it yet. This is from an interview last night on Tucker Carlson.
What they're talking about explicitly, Tucker, is using the tools that they used to take ISIS off the internet, the tools that they used to destroy Al-Qaeda. They're talking about it as a second war on terror. And that first war on terror, no matter what your views were originally at the beginning of 9/11, ended up eroding not civil liberties just elsewhere, but here at home as well. One that is born by name of being a domestic war on terror designed to essentially criminalize any oppositional ideology to the ruling class. There is literally nothing that could be more dangerous, and it's not fear-mongering or alarmism to say it. There are bills pending by Adam Schiff as well that would simply take the existing war on terror legislation always aimed at foreign governments and foreign actors and simply amend it to say we can now do that within the United States.
He's right, and we've covered those bills here, including the Domestic Terrorism Act, which is a bill currently filed by Democrats that would open offices with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI working together to vet the background of every law enforcement officer in this state to the smallest town and the smallest sheriff's department. For criminal activity? No. For extremist views. It's essentially what they just did to the National Guard. The scariest word in this International Business Times article about the FBI's vetting of all 25,000 National Guard troops ahead of the DC inauguration is these words, National Security Agency. They used it to background them. What does that mean? What they looked at is what the NSA collects, and that's this: texts, emails, who you called, who you talked to, when. Let me help you out. That's the program Edward Snowden revealed. It was an illegal program. The FISA court ruled it so, an absolute open violation of not only the law, the fact that they were operating it and even constructed it, but also a fundamental violation of the Fourth Amendment right to privacy. You can hardly keep up with how fast they're using it, going through anyone in their captive audience, like anybody in the military. That's why new Secretary of Defense pick Lloyd Austin pledged to rid the ranks of extremists, not of the National Guard, the whole military. They're not looking for criminal plots or conspiracies or terrorist mindset. They're looking for extremist views. So in the last week, we've learned that they plan to use these programs to comb through all the law enforcement agencies, the whole military, and the National Guard. But what you just heard them propose at the beginning of this podcast, and the main proposer there, this is terrifying, is head of the CIA, John Brennan, former head of the CIA under Obama. He wasn't talking about using these powers to detect extremist views in the military. He wants to use them to detect extremist views among religious people and libertarians, those loyal to their nation, those who'd call themselves nationalists. Folks, we're describing half the country. Folks, what are they talking about? They're talking about what I call flipping the switch. They're building up support for it. But as John Brennan said, they're moving at lightning speed. A couple things you need to know about Brennan to understand what's going on here. He's already used the switch. Remember when simultaneously Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham, the two senators, came out and said that the government had spied on them? Then the Democrats started screaming too. Dianne Feinstein, Mark Warner, all of those guys. It turns out that the CIA didn't appreciate them looking into some of the things the CIA was doing that were illegal in the war on terror. So the CIA started spying on them all. It's absolutely a crime for the CIA to do it. So John Brennan was hauled down, head of the CIA at the time under Barack Obama, and asked under oath to explain. He lied. That's perjury, a felony. But if you're the right people in this country, that never counts. He said he wasn't spying on them. Well, later he would get busted. And you know what they did? The members of Congress who were terrorized by the CIA illegally on our soil accepted his apology. When he apologized, this is exactly what they're proposing to do and building support for. This is exactly why it was repeated on a loop on the television that the FBI had determined that there was going to be violence in our nation's capitals by armed Trump supporters. There wasn't one single incident, not one. Not even any jaywalking. It didn't happen. It doesn't matter. They're building support by painting a picture of the violent insurgency that they say and will claim they need to combat in order to flip the switch. Exactly what is the switch? If it were flipped overnight, and it can be, we would be a little different from China. It's the spy system China has. It's the spy system that China has and that Edward Snowden exposed that we have. But it's so much more. After Snowden patriotically and heroically leaked its existence, it is illegal for it to exist. It was then, and it is now. I had Senator Rand Paul on my radio show. This was about 7 years ago, and I was interviewing him about its existence. And Rand Paul said something chilling. He said, oh, that program Snowden leaked, which again captured your text, your emails, and metadata on who you were talking to, you know, the connections between you and other people, which, by the way, is what China uses to build its social credit score system. Yeah, that. Rand Paul told me, oh, that's just one of five programs they have. So I asked him, what do the other four do? He couldn't tell me. But rest assured, they got it all. Everywhere you go, everything you say, everyone you hang out with, everything about you all the time. They've been building the switch since George H.W. Bush's administration. In fact, in tomorrow's podcast, which will be called The Switch 2, I'm going to tell you where it came from, and your hair will stand on end. Most Americans don't know the story of who built the switch, who protected the switch, and who has fought for years to flip it on. When I tell you, the names will sound familiar, and your jaw will drop. But that's for tomorrow's podcast, which will be called The Switch Part 2. Today, we define what the switch is. I'll explain that after this break, coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Imagine living in a home and working in buildings where the lights never come on. There's a switch to turn them on, and they could be flipped on at any moment. But there's preventative boxes locked down over the switches, so you can't turn the switch. Theoretically, you know the wiring is inside the walls at all times, and if somebody flipped the switch, you'd be surrounded by light and electricity. But you quite frankly forget that it's there. Our spy state is exactly like that, surrounding us all the time, just like China's, built and hardwired into everything. Spying, recording, everything. Archiving, recording, everything. If you're at all politically informed, or even just a little bit, or you remember Edward Snowden, you know it's there. But you don't think much about it because it doesn't affect your life. Now imagine if you'd lived in a world where the switch is not turned on, and one day it was, suddenly. Overnight. The impact on your life of the lights turned on would be profound. You'd never be able to escape the constant presence of the light. You would know it was there all the time, and you'd always be conscious of it. Now suppose they flip the light switch on, like it's flipped on in China. Technically, right now, it's on all the time. It just doesn't affect our lives, so we don't think about it. It's for terrorists anyway. They wouldn't use it against us, except right now they're proposing to use it against us. Imagine suddenly that that system is actively used and everyone knows it. How would it affect your life? The conversations that you have with your spouse? The reaction you have when you're alone in the car and listening to the radio? Because unless you went out in a field with no electronics and you couldn't exactly live out there comfortably, you'd never be alone again. You'd never have one moment's breath of privacy again. It's exactly how they live in China. And our intel agencies, chomping at the bit for power, already have and collect all the data on us that the Chinese have on their citizens. And they understand this profoundly and fundamentally, that they could give themselves an indescribable amount of power if only they were allowed to flip the switch and use the power. They see the switch flipped in China, and they want to do it here. And guess what? The switch just flipped in Russia, too. They just launched a social credit score system. Again, they've already got the technology, they've got the programs in place, and they've got the data on you. They have for years, at least a decade, illegally collected with no one stopping them. All they got to do is flip it for power. The domestic terrorism bill that passed by the Democrats in the House this year and is currently filed and pending in the Senate would do exactly that. For the moment, Republican Senator Ron Johnson has a hold on it. Thank God. But remember, being legally allowed to do this stuff has never stopped them before. The Snowden spy program has always been illegal. It still is today. But that hasn't stopped it from being up and running. It would flip the whole power dynamic of DC. There'd be no politicians who weren't controlled by our intel agencies. Again, it's exactly how they live in China. It's how they lived in the USSR, East Germany. The list goes on. And they're just one flip of the switch away from having it here. And the way our intel agencies look at this, they deserve payback for their role in this election. They've earned it. They smeared and broke the law, took tremendous personal risk to smear Trump to create the Russia collusion hoax. They are owed by the elites. This is a power move by them. So let's review the differences between us and China right now. There really aren't many. they've got a switch too. Theirs is turned on. They record everything you do, from jaywalking to who you associate with, and they score you according to it with a social credit system. One man from China recently said because he had a low credit score, he despaired of doing anything in his life. He wasn't allowed to buy property. He couldn't travel or use public transport, airplanes or trains of any kind, and he couldn't put his child in private school. China has a switch too. Like I said, theirs is turned on. Technically, ours is too. The difference is they just don't let us know it. Suppose they were to let us know that we would be monitored and judged by what the program records and knows. Both countries already have that program. That's really the only difference. I call it flipping the switch, just letting us know that they're using it actively and they will use it to score you. At that point, the only difference between us and China would be the cameras. China has 170 million closed-circuit TV cameras to spy on Chinese citizens, about one for every 12 people in the country. So where the listening and spying digital system ends, the cameras pick up. We have a lot of cameras here, too, but so far, not as many as China and not as well-networked. But that's the only difference. The rest is really psychological. You don't think about this system because they're not, as far as you know, actively using it against you right now. Now think about what they've proposed in recent weeks. Jack Dorsey and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They need a committee to set rules for engagement online, who can speak and who can't, and to apply those rules across all social media. Social media not applying those rules, not allowed, and pushed off the internet. Then, if you get a chance, go back and listen to my podcast earlier in this series called Deleted with Alum Bakari, best-selling author of a book on big tech, who says that, look, Google already developed the Chinese social credit score systems tech, and tech companies, his inside sources say, are doing it here. How will that work? It'd be used, he said, by employers to judge you and by government to judge you. It'd also be used by social media to decide what level of voice that you get. And their systems, he said, were so sophisticated that even if you had never taken a political point of view publicly, say you owned a business and didn't want to do that, they could analyze your writing on any other subjects, and these algorithms can detect what your politics is. And big tech already has them. You can't hide from them. So again, who does Glenn Greenwald, the left-wing investigative journalist, say they're planning to come for?
A lot of times if you warn of a danger, you have to piece things together in order to demonstrate that it's actually coming. In this case, you don't have to. They're right. Explicitly saying precisely what they want to do. The thing that struck me so much about that John Brennan video is it would be one thing if they were saying, look, there's a band of people, 20 here, 50 over here, who wear swastika armbands, who still right. are in the KKK. There's maybe 2,000. We need to... That's not what they're saying. What he's saying is the exact opposite. Every group he lifted, even libertarians, it's essentially he's defining the insurgency as anyone who has an ideology other than neoliberalism. In other words, other than the ruling class view that is about to congeal and merge with the power of the state. And what they're talking about explicitly, Tucker, is using the tools that they used to take ISIS off the internet, the tools that they used to destroy Al-Qaeda. They're talking about it as a second war on terror.
Now let's put it all together. That was the significance of the NSA being lumped into the agencies that would be vetting the National Guard, and also lumped into the agencies that the Secretary of Defense now plans to use to vet the entire military. Again, not for criminal actions or terrorist ties, but for extremist thought. So even if you never published it on the internet, even if you just shared it with your wife, they have it. And they've got you. And this is the same program that, if the domestic terror legislation passes that the Democrats have filed, will be used on every law enforcement officer in this country. So when John Brennan, former head of the CIA, says that Biden officials are moving, quote, in laser light fashion to identify and root out their political opposition, they are going fast. On tomorrow's podcast called The Switch Two. When you hear about who developed the switch, and it started back in the first Bush administration, HW, not W. And when you hear who shepherded it, kept it alive, protected it in all its criminality and illegality. It'll all come together for you. Everything about the last 2 years and the goals and the aims of our elites will begin to make a lot more sense. Don't miss tomorrow's podcast. Thanks for listening to today's. Please subscribe and share with like-minded family and friends everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.